Questa è una foto del 1960.
This is a photo from 1960. That was the first time I climbed the Mont Blanc. I did this climb in August. Nowadays it's problematic climbing Mont Blanc in August. There's much less precipitation and temperatures are very high very early in the season. So the glacier is withdrawing. A lot of slopes and rocks that used to be covered with ice are now exposed. So by the end of the season it can become difficult, if not dangerous, to climb the mountain along this route.
Pietro Giglio is 76 years old and has been climbing the Italian Alps for most of his life. He was 16 years old when he, together with his father, reached the top of Mont Blanc for the first time.
La più alta montagna d'Europa.
It's Europe's highest mountain and to me the most beautiful.
In the 60 years since he first climbed Mont Blanc, his beloved mountain has changed a lot.
I ghiacciai che vediamo si sono...
The glaciers we can see from here have withdrawn considerably. Over here, the Plan Ponceau, the glacier everyone is now talking about. Over there, the Brenva glacier. That's withdrawn a lot. When I was a kid, it was very close to the houses and the villages. Now a large part is uncovered.
At the beginning of this month, the authorities of the Val d'Aosta region raised the alarm. The Plan Ponceau glacier had fractured and was on the verge of collapsing. Around 250,000 cubic meters of ice could slide into the underlying valley. Simone Gottardelli is a glacier expert working for the Fondazione Montagna Sicura, which monitors glaciers in this area. He says the Plan Ponceau glacier slides down the mountain at a speed of around 1 meter each day.
There's no mathematical formula that's able to tell us when it will collapse or how big the collapse will be, whether 250,000 cubic meters of it will come down all at once or in little pieces, as has been the case until now. But no one can rule out a total collapse, so the emergency situation is justified.
The nearby town of Courmayeur is taking no chances with this skyscraper of ice, as the Italian press calls it. Alderman Mario Vallasindi.
È stato chiuso il tratto di strada al traffico normale.
This road is closed for normal traffic. Traffic is allowed through at certain times by the traffic police. So if a car has to go through, the police verify if that's possible. The passing time is very short, around a minute and a half, which is the amount of time it would take for an avalanche to reach the road.
Holiday homes and hotels in the valley have been evacuated, but this house owner doesn't seem very worried.
Quella lì è nel bosco, lì non è sul canale.
He says his house is in the woods, so it's safe. But though the locals may not be very worried about their possessions, climber Pietro Giglio is worried about his mountains.
The glaciers are shrinking in size and volume and they're retreating. You can see how they've withdrawn. Those who saw these glaciers 50 years ago know they were much thicker.
The Plan Ponceau is only one of 180 glaciers in this part of the Italian Alps. But they are diminishing rapidly. Over the last 30 years, the glaciers in the region have lost around 30% of their volume. And if it goes on like this, the Italian World Wildlife Fund estimates that in 30 years' time, there will be no glaciers left in the Italian Alps below 3,500 meters.
Un abbraccio, ciao cara, ciao.
Jean-Pierre Fausson is a glacier expert and is very concerned.
Per quanto riguarda I ghiacciai, la cosa che mi preoccupa...
The thing that worries me most is that glaciers are water reservoirs. No glaciers means less water. And the River Po, in particular, is fed with water from these glaciers.
And climber Pietro Giglio is sad about the future.
We have to deal with it. If this is the trend, then unfortunately our Alps at some stage won't have any glaciers. The fact that I won't witness this gives me a bit of comfort.
According to some scientists, climate change is impacting the Italian Alps faster than other parts of the country. The reason is unknown, but the result could be disastrous. Fewer glaciers mean less water, which would ultimately impact agriculture. The plains around the River Po are Italy's biggest agricultural region, so less water would cause major problems in terms of food production for a large part of the country. So these receding glaciers impact far more than just nature and tourism. Angelo van Schaik, DW, Courmayeur, Italy.